Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights,
and binding the Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bed.
Seven swans are swimming. I want to get to the four
bitchin' babes.
I'm sorry, I can't leave that alone.
Seventh day of Christmas, Monday, December 20th. Tick-tock, folks, if you haven't got your gift for your two friends, your two favorite Kens, we're easy, you know.
Yeah, well, that should give you some gift ideas right there.
There you go. Just don't get us a thing of British crackers, right? It's Games Day, too, by the way. And we talked about dreidel earlier in the series with the Major League dreidel. I've got to go to Brooklyn and see if any friends. We do have some Jewish friends in Brooklyn. Seriously, I wonder if they're playing Major League dreidel.
Well, find out.
Ken, did I understand you correctly? You wanted to discuss with our friends here today the fine art of how to give what would be considered to be a taboo Christmas gift for that special lady in your life?
Yeah, you know, as you said, we have only a few days left. And hopefully you're listening, you're finishing out your holiday shopping. But if you haven't, I think as a public service, we should alert you to a gift idea worth avoiding.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we've said so often on the show, we're nothing if not helpful.
I love that pause there, too. Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, Mr. Ken, let me ask you, just hypothetical.
You mean if I want to sleep on the couch, what would I give?
Well, you're a little ahead of me. I mean, think about it. If you gave your special lady for Christmas a household appliance intended to make housework easier, you know, a vacuum cleaner, that kind of thing, what do you think would be the consequence?
Well, I can tell you what it would be. My dad made that mistake many years ago. They stayed married, but let's just say it was a little chilly.
A little frosty, yes. Well, I thought so. But you know what? After you hear about this one, she might change her tune.
Really?
Or not. Were you to put this under the tree, it is called the... Well, you know what? Let me put it this way. It's in the vacuum cleaner family, sort of. But to step up from the dustbuster, the dirt devil, it is the gigantic robotic dust ball.
Holy cow.
Yes, and what it is...
That's a cool gift.
Well, maybe not. Now, you have to kind of picture this. Think of a miniature-sized version of that thing in the middle of Epcot Center.
Yeah.
You know, like a big sphere with a bunch of holes in it.
Oh, this one moves around.
Yeah, it moves around, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's got a motor, a battery, a storage chamber, and it rolls around the room, collects dust.
Unwelcome guests these holidays. Turn this sucker loose on them.
Yeah, your cats will go nuts.
Yeah.
The thing is, you don't control it. It does this on its own. The motor drives it all over the room, and it can go anywhere pretty much on its own, and rolls around. It sucks up dust and anything else on the floor, and it kind of sucks it through the holes. And then when it's full, the robotic dust ball returns on its very own to its charging station, kind of hops into it, and emits a glow, letting you know it's ready to be charged again.
Okay. How long between charges?
I don't know, but you know what? There is an amazing video, a demo of this thing online, and I think maybe we should put a link out to it. It is really something to see. But at the same time, I don't recommend you give that gift to you-know-whom.
No, I don't. I won't be doing that.
Nothing says Merry Christmas like a robotic dust ball.
I think the cats would disappear here, to tell you the truth. Honey, where'd the cats go?
Yeah.
they're having a ball over there.
Yeah, the house is suddenly so quiet. What happened?
You know, if this thing were invented, I don't know, 15, 20, maybe, how long ago was the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Old Clark would be having a ball with this.
Yeah, 20-something years at least. I don't know.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, you may want to avoid this one because, you know.
If you're not, if you want to get this for your lady, we are not responsible, but we'll put a link out there to help you.
Yes. How's that?
Because we're helpful.
Yeah, we're nothing.
Yeah, there you go. On our way out, we played this last year, too. I love this. This is gorgeous Celtic Christmas music from the Inner Splendor album, In the Spirit of Peace, an Irish holiday celebration. It features Anne Malone and Sarah Warwick. This is, of course, the classic Carol of the Bells. And you enjoy it. Ken and I will meet you back here tomorrow on the eighth day of Christmas.
And I'll be playing with my robotic dust ball.
Away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com.